And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grilling guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That was Brian Lesprince. Man, if you've not been to Fen Valley, you ought to make a trip down there between now and the holidays. His wine is very reasonably priced. It's exceptional quality for Michigan wine. It's different than the Traverse City wines because you get whites up there and you get reds from Brian. I mean, he's got whites.
His reds are worth buying.
Right.
Traverse City, I just didn't find any reds that really cared for.
Right, yep. They're up there, I'm sure.
But I'll tell you, we went to one of those winter or summer weekend music festivals he has, I think Friday night, Saturday night. The deal is it's $35 or $50 a person, and you get basically all the wine you can handle because you got to drive home. And you get, when it's, there's a band, there was like three different bands playing fantastic, I mean,
yeah,
fantastic music, the beautiful, you know, vineyard, and all kinds of fun couples. We just made friends with so many people there.
Right.
And then when it's time to eat, you go up to the barn and they give you your basket and it's got all your food in it and you've got your own picnic table and that's what you're sitting at all night for the most part. And then you go over to the grill and take this big, beautiful steak, or in this case, two steaks, one for me and my girl. And you go over and grill them. Everybody's grilling, and just it's yeah. just fun.
Right. Yep.
Bring your own tongs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if you can talk her into it, maybe she'll have one on, too. So you never know. But it is a great place. It's a great place to go. So if we're grilling up stuff for her, for you're going to do it after the hunt, but I'm going to do it before. You know what? One of the things we forgot to talk about with Brian was port wine. Mm-hmm. He makes some really, really good port wine.
Yes.
And he seems to have it more around the holidays
and this
than any
time
other
of
time.
Year. Yeah. Yep, when it gets cold out, that's when you pull out the port.
Right.
And if you're a cigar lover like me, a nice glass of port and a cigar is just what the doctor ordered.
Port's a little bit sweeter, a little bit thicker wine.
Yep.
It's heavy, strong.
Yep.
So you don't want a lot of it.
The bottles are small.
Right. Yep. And there's a reason. Because you don't need a lot of it at any particular
setting.
Well,
you can put two in one in each pocket.
Yeah, right. Yeah, is that how it works? Yeah.
Yeah, so their port is fantastic. I have a bit of a collection of it. I've been saving it. I don't know how long it's good for, but
until it's gone.
Well, you know, a lot of reds, they'll tell you 6 years, and then some, if you rotate them, and some people will keep for 20 or 30 years.
Right.
So I've
never lasts that long in my house.
I've got one that's probably 10 years old.
Yeah. What are you saving it for?
I don't know. Just to see if I can.
I'll be over.
Yeah. one of the grilled desserts that Jop likes to talk about is grilled peaches.
Yep. Super easy, guys.
Now, you're going to do fresh ones?
What? Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, you aren't using canned, right? I mean, you want to use the whole
you're
peach.
You're grilling them, not me.
You want to use the whole peach, cut them in half, take the pit out, and then what you want to do is that cut side that's open, the flesh side, put that down on a hot grill, give it a 10 and 2, so you got a little grid work on it.
Would you put any oil
on
it?
No, I'm not worried about that because it's not going to be down there that long. It's not going to stick. With the 10 and 2, and then flip it over, and then I sprinkle a little brown sugar on it and then close the lid and shut the grill off and let that stuff kind of sink in a little bit to the peach. You can use a lot of things. Mascarpone cheese is super good on those as well.
I've never had that.
Yeah, but it's
heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's like an Italian. You ever heard of a cannoli?
Yeah,
it's the stuff inside a cannoli.
Oh, so it's yeah. So it's like
a little bit sweet cheese. Yeah.
Okay.
That texture,
ricotta.
But it's a little sweet.
Okay.
Right, and those work really well.
It's
and
like then, cottage cheese, basically.
Well, but sweeter. Cottage cheese is a little tangy. But anyway, yeah, so that would be what I would do with those peaches. You can put anything on them. I mean, you know what? Don't put anything on them and set them in a bowl with some French vanilla ice cream. Yeah, you can't beat it. And then if you want to get really decadent, just drizzle a little caramel sauce over the top of that before you eat it. Not a ton, because the peach is sweet. But
ice cream's sweet.
Yeah, so it'd be good, though. Really good.
Okay, so to add a little booze to the menu.
Why not?
My favorite all-time dessert, and you don't do it on the grill, you just do it on your range, is bananas flambé.
Yeah.
And if you have a nice copper fry pan, it's kind of cool, depending on how many people are over. but it's this one's a little bit of a presentation. But basically, you take some nice medium ripe bananas, and you cut them down the center.
Okay.
And maybe cut those in half then, so you can handle them. They're going to break anyway. Take a nice big thick pat of butter, melt it in that pan, medium heat. And as soon as it starts crackling a little bit, you put your bananas in there, and you get a little bit of juice going, and then you pour in a heaping serving of Kahlua.
Oh.
And you just flip those bananas over when you get them to the heat and doneness you want them. And right when you serve it, you take a little shot of vodka or two, and then after you do that...
I was going to say, are you cooking with it, or is that celebration that you're done?
No, you hit the top of that with some vodka, and you get a long lighter, and when you bring it out, you just hit that lighter over top, and it's all hot and it's crackling. That vodka will ignite real quick, the vapors, and you'll have a beautiful flame.
Just regular 80 proof? You don't need the high-octane stuff?
No, just tequila works too.
Right?
Whatever's handy and cheap.
Cool, man. Because it's all going to burn off
it
anyway.
Is.
You're doing the Kahlua and the
it's
bananas.
It's all for show.
Right, in the butter.
For show.
So it's just butter, bananas, and Kahlua?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
And then some nice, I like Hudsonville whole bean vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You put a scoop of Who that
doesn't?
On there.
Who yeah. doesn't? Yeah.
Or I actually put the scoop in the bowl, and then I put the bananas on top, and then I drizzle that sauce over it, if you like Kahlua. Now, I like Kahlua because I like coffee, and I just had this Hillhoff cold coffee. It's called Organic Mocha Coffee. I just got done with it. I'm telling you, these guys... They just know. There's a reason that guy gave them a 10.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just, you know, that family is
They
amazing.
Got it figured out. They do what oh, they amazing. Do, and they do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Vanilla and chocolate milk, and now some coffee drink.
Hillhoff Dairy. It's called Organic Mocha Coffee. Sobe has it.
Yeah. Hey, I was doing, I've done a couple barbecues this fall, and done cobblers with those. And
right.
Those are in a cast iron pan. You can look up a recipe on the internet, just look up cast iron cobbler.
Yep. And time out.
Okay.
Time out, because some people won't have a cast iron. And
right.
And Rob and I, when we used to do those barbecue classes, we would use disposable aluminum tins.
Okay, yep.
And the key is to spray some Pam in there. No matter which pan you're
well,
using.
Well, but, I use, but you I can use whole
those,
butter.
You can use those square
right.
pans is all I'm saying.
Because
yeah. some people might not have the skillet.
Yeah, any size skillet will work.
And you can do them in the smoker as yep. long as you're just using charcoal.
Right.
Don't put any smoke to it.
Right.
Clean coals.
Right.
And it's a wonderful way to just set it and forget it, and you won't burn the bottom.
Right. Right. It's in the smoker, you won't. That's it. Because the thing's just got to bake,
yes.
basically.
Half hour.
Yeah. And you're putting it in there, and... The key though in with the cast, as far as I'm concerned, is you got to put like a quarter of a stick of butter in there.
Yes.
And then you put the berries or whatever in on top of that, and then you put you put the dough in first, and then you put the berries and stuff on top, and the dough will come up and cook around all the berries, and so it looks like it's just got a cake top on it. But the berries are all in there, and oh man!
So super you're
easy.
Using more of a batter then?
Yes,
that's
yeah.
what Rob used to like to do. He
right.
would get a cheap yellow cake mix,
right,
and pour that in, and put all the apples and stuff and berries on top. You can mix your fruits too,
right? Yep, yeah, exactly. Peach is actually really good cobbler,
wonderful
for something like that. And again, indirect heat, probably medium.
Yep.
And then you'll know when it's
350.
Done. You'll know when it's done because the thing is looked like it's baked and it's done.
Now my girl does she does like the oatmeal flour butter mixture, and she'll push that on the bottom, or graham crackers on the bottom, graham cracker crust, you know, which is graham crackers and butter. This is all good stuff for you.
Right. Well, it's the holidays, man. You got to have some sweets.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, there you go. And then put the apples. Maureen loves apples. And so she'll do apples, and then she'll put this oatmeal, butter, salt, might even have some brown sugar. But the apples are going to have, like, cinnamon and nutmeg in them mm-hmm. and sugar. And then she'll put this, just basically it's a nice oatmeal crust on top, and it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's another half-hour process.
Yep. But, hey, if you like to bake, we're not just a grilling guy.
She's a baker.
Right. Yes, she is. She's good at it. You know what? I got to start talking nice to her because she forgets all the bad stuff I do all year. But I need my cinnamon rolls too for Christmas morning. But anyway, so hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You know, Barbecue Bob, you're headed to deer camp. How long are you going to be up there?
Undisclosed.
Okay, so till he gets one, and or he runs out of chili,
or
white,
two,
white or red chili, I guess is what he's doing. But anyway, I'm just going to go out Friday night and cook for a bunch of hunters. They're probably just more drinkers and eaters than they are hunters.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter, regretfully, Grilling Guy, and we'll see what new platform's coming out.
Yeah, if you get out in the woods, be safe. Only shoot at something that you know what you're shooting at, and don't get shot. You strap yourself to the tree, and we'll talk with you next week.